Remember this movie?
Well, then, now, I'll begin at the beginning. A fine, soft day in the spring it was when the train pulled into Castletown, 3 hours late as usual, and himself got off. He didn't have the look of an American tourist at all about him.
Not at all, at all, Sir Faithan Bigara, the quiet man. And it is poignant that you mentioned a train there, because this is what this whole next bit is about. It's about the railway station that appeared in the movie The Quiet Man, very famous John Wayne movie, shot quite a long time ago. The station featured in the movie is Ballyglunin Station in Galway, no longer in use, but it is a bit of movie folklore and heritage at this point. And there is one man, a guy called Mark Gibson, who is fighting to keep this station alive and keep the memories of its appearance in the movie alive too. And he's on the phone. How are you, Mark?
Good morning. How are you all?
So tell us, when does your love affair with Quiet Man begin?
Well, I'm originally from Dublin. I moved here to Galway, Ballyglunin, back in 2008 and met a small group of volunteers looking to restore the local train station here. But little did I know that the station itself had a very famous past. It was a major component of the film The Quiet Man in 1951. John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara arrived in Ballyglunin, and the station was chosen by John Ford because it was just a beautiful, quaint old train station and was the perfect setting for the opening of the film.
Right, and I mean, have you always been a fan of the movie, or did you just kind of get caught up in this?
I suppose I personally got involved from a community development point of view, and but I suppose the film has grown on me over the years, for sure. Yeah, it's one of those films that really has captured the imagination of Irish people, but also, you know, second generation Irish people. Yeah. Who want to keep in contact with Ireland, and you know, it has a very strong nostalgic feel about it, I suppose.
It's kind of mad that so many years later, you said 1951, you know, it's still really popular and people still talk about the movie, but it was so long ago.
It was, yes, and we had a really remarkable contact last year from a couple who, this guy, he's from Derry, his parents were huge fans of the film, and it seemed to have passed on to him, so he decided he wanted to surprise his girlfriend and ask her to get married at the train station. So so the community came together and we, you know, organized a little bit of champagne and put a little bit of a sprucing up on the place, as much as we could, of course, given the state that it's in.
That's what I wanted to ask you, is what is the current state of the station like? Is it falling into complete disrepair, or is it okay?
The main building itself is in a reasonably good state of repair. However, the roof itself is in a really very poor state, and you know, we have done some restoration works inside, modest enough because we don't have access to big funding, but we're at the point now, we've been advised by our conservation engineers and architects, that if the roof isn't repaired or restored, that it's likely to collapse and could undo all of the work that we've been trying to achieve over the last number of years. So we've now launched a crowdfunding campaign across the world to call on anybody who has an interest in The Quiet Man, or indeed even railway, because I mean that the station has a, you know, a really interesting past outside of The Quiet Man as well. So so we've launched the campaign there a few days ago, and we have €6,000 raised already. We have 20 days to go in the campaign.
How much do you need?
We need €30,000 is our target. You know, when it comes to restoration, it's an expensive business. So, you know, we reckon 30,000 is a fairly modest amount.
And would Éireann Róid Éireann or the Irish government not get involved and kind of bail you out here?
Yeah, we have been lobbying, and in fairness to the Heritage Council, they have given us some money, but not enough to do the full job. Mm. And of course, with any of this funding, we need to have match funding as well from the community.
Right. Let's have a look at the kind of things that people can get, because if you do donate, you get stuff. So for a tenner, you get a special lapel pin. 15, you get a mug. 20, you get a calendar. Then 40, you get a plant or shrub planted in your name at the station with your name tag and a map of where each plant is laid.
We were sitting down having a chat around. Dermot was very taken by the idea of having a Dermot Whelan shrub in the church.
For a €250, you get a raised flower bed with your own name plaque on it. I like that one. For €2,000, you can actually use the location for your wedding ceremony. How would that work?
Yeah, well, we actually had a wedding there last year. On one side of the platform, we had the couple, and then the other side, the congregation. Just sat down and
throwing the flowers would be a bit difficult. Don't jump onto the tracks!
Don't do it.
Are there any trains running by it anymore?
No, the trains have stopped running since the 90s. This is part of the controversial Western Rail corridor that runs from Limerick all the way up to Sligo. Mm. And at the moment, it only runs as far as Athenry. So there's a lot of interest in doing something with the railway, be it a greenway or having a heritage railway and commuter railway there as well. So,
speaking of the wedding you can do for 2000, have you contacted your man from Derry who asked his girlfriend to marry him? Surely he's the perfect candidate for that.
I think that's a done deal now. I think.
They already married. Damn it. They could have been perfect.
But I think what we're keen to do is that make contact with any, you know, bigger investors that might be interested in, you know, a project like this that would be an ideal social investment for a company or an individual who either has an interest in the Quiet Man or railway or general heritage. We think it would be a perfect...
It's got to be rich Americans who want to sort you out. I mean, this is their thing, you know, like a well-placed ad somewhere would have some American... with green pants and an iron jumper going, I'll buy the whole goddamn place.
Well, you know, we have had good interest from the American or the Irish American media, and it is out there, and we're getting, I must thank the people who have donated so far. We've had over, you know, a few hundred people donating online and from all across the world. We just need a few chunkier investments in the project.
Didn't you get, did you have something to tell everybody? You got a phone call or an email from somebody very important in the last day or so?
We did. And it was only yesterday, actually, that we had contact from Liam Neeson. Liam has rode in behind the project and is officially backing the project. He's a major fan of the Quiet Man film because of the direction that John Ford gave it. He is a big fan of John Ford, and he has helping us to reach out to people to support the project. So
we're
absolutely delighted to have Liam on board.
Couldn't Liam just intimidate everybody into giving them money and go, we have a very particular set of skills. If you don't pay up, the station will be destroyed and I will take four members of your family.
We know where you live. That would be fantastic if, I'm sure... there are people out there that would love to partner with us on something like this, but we do need to get into a slightly different bracket of money.
And you also need that because with the GoFund or the funded stuff, there's a time, you know, you've got a finite amount of time to raise the money, otherwise you've got to give everything back. So tell everybody the website they can go to if they want to donate.
So the website is fundit.ie, www.fundit.ie, and if you just type in the Quiet Man train station, or if you want to go to our own website, ballygloonan.com, you'll find plenty of links there to the donation page, or Facebook as well. We have plenty of links on our Facebook, Ballygloonan Railway Station on Facebook.
Brilliant.
So look, really appreciate the attention that we're getting and from yourselves.
No worries. I love the idea of having the wedding reception, and just before dinner is about to be served, there's an announcement going, Charlie Cerberus will be making its way from the rear of the platforms, having tea, coffee, drinks, snacks, Danish pastries, sweating in plastic.
we've got really good broadband here, very suitable for outside broadcasts as well.
Oh, right, so there's a challenge,
Well, you're ever in the area.
We shall get off our horse and drink our milk. We have to work on our John Wayne impressions before we get down there.
Listen,
good to talk to you and best of luck with the project. Sounds like a good one.
Great, thank you.
Cheers,
so much.
Mark, take care. Bye.
See you now, bye-bye.
That is Mark Gibson. He is a member of the Ballygloonan Community Development Charity, and he's campaigning to save the Quiet Man railway station there between Athenry and Tuam.
And Brian Balnass says, well, lads, the Quiet Man is shown on a loop in every room at Ashford Castle. Boom cha-ching, says Brian.
They must be so sick of it by now.
Well, they're not staying in the rooms. I presume the lads are on the hotel. Listen, coming up in a few minutes' time, we're going to play an amazing summery tune, even though the weather sucks, but it's quality. And the new one from Liam Gallagher, if we have time as well, which I hope we do, is class.
And also, your chance to win cash. We got €550 for Asher. Look at it, isn't that it?
Dermot and Dave. On Today FM.